your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith and how to integrate our faith into all the different areas of our lives. We like to start this program with a scripture reading, and today I was really conflicted. I had choices. I'll just tell you, I've been in the book of Exodus in the Old Testament, and I've been experiencing some really good stuff there, and I'm also reading the book of Acts, and I was at Acts chapter 9 today, which is Saul's great conversion, and so I thought about that. But when I saw this one on the list, this is just one of my favorites. It's Psalm 16. Goes like this, words of King David. Keep me safe, O mighty God. I run for dear life to you, my safe place. So I said to the Lord God, you are my maker, my mediator, and my master. Any good thing you find in me has come from you. And he has said to me, my holy lovers are wonderful, my majestic ones, my glorious ones, fulfilling all my desires. Yet there are those who yield to their weakness, and they will have troubles and sorrows unending. I never gather with such ones, nor give them honor in any way. Lord, I have chosen you alone as my inheritance. You are my prize, my pleasure, and my portion. I leave my destiny and its timing in your hands. Your pleasant path leads me to pleasant places. I'm overwhelmed by the privilege that comes with following you, for you have given me the best. The way you counsel and correct me makes me praise you more, for your whispers in the night give me wisdom, showing me what to do next. Because you are close to me and always available, my confidence will never be shaken, for I experience your wraparound presence every moment. My heart and soul explode with joy, full of glory. Even my body will rest confident and secure, for you will not abandon me to the realm of death, nor will you allow your Holy One to experience corruption. For you bring me a continual revelation of resurrection life, the path to the bliss that brings me face to face with you. So that's Psalm 16, and we read that today in the Passion Translation, and there's so much good in that psalm. I've just spent a lot of time in that, and encourage all of our listeners to pick up Psalm 16 today. Well, again, this is Everyday Faith Radio, and on this show, we will share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer and challenge you a little bit if you're still checking out faith. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes, and we also have a website. It's everydayfaithradio.com. This is Jeff Gaffney. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Everyday Faith Radio. Please stay with us.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today is my friend Allison Maupin. Allison, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, this is great. I've had your awesome husband on the show, Zip Maupin's a good friend and a strong believer, and he came on and shared his faith journey. And that's, Allison, where we like to start on this program. So if you would, for our listeners, if you'd just share a little bit about your faith journey, and then I'm probably going to ask you some questions.
Okay, sounds good. Well, as you know, I grew up in North Carolina. I'm from a small town there called Pilot Mountain. Of course, people in our generation, some of them recognize it as Mount Pilot from the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh.
Opie said, tell you hey. So I grew up in the Methodist Church, and my mother has always been very active in the church and continues to be at the age of 86.
Mm-hmm.
She is an awesome woman. I, of course, was involved with junior choir and MYF, which is Methodist Youth Fellowship and those types of things in the church. When I was 12, I went through what we call confirmation, and I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I joined the church. I was baptized. So, but people ask when I became a Christian. In my mind, I've always been a Christian. There's never been a time when I didn't feel like I was a Christian or I didn't feel like I knew, that I knew God. The summer after I was baptized and went through confirmation, I was 13 at the time, I went to camp. I went to a YMCA camp in North Carolina called Camp Cheerio, and it's in the Blue Ridge Mountains. And we had Vespers or devotion every evening. And one night I remember just lying on the grass, looking up at the sky, looking out over the mountains, and I just remember God speaking to me. That was the first time I'd ever heard God speak to me, to Allison. And that was huge. That was so huge for me. So from then on, through high school and through college even, I would say I had a relationship with God, but I didn't really seek him out a whole lot. Maybe I read the Bible a little bit. I certainly prayed, or maybe I used the Bible as a reference. You know, a lot of us do that. You go to the Bible when you need something. But after I graduated from college, as you know, I moved to Charlottesville. I worked in the pharmaceutical industry. And a friend of mine who was a pharmacist, actually he became one of my very dearest friends in the entire world. And he and I had in common our faith. And he encouraged me to read books by authors like Charles Capps, Frederick Price, Kenneth Hagin. And I started really reading and seeking out what others knew about God and the Bible and the truth and how they could help me learn. And along with that, of course, I started reading the Bible more on my own. And he had quite the library of cassettes. And so he gave me cassettes by Jesse Duplantis and Joyce Meyer. And this is 30 years ago. So Joyce Meyer wasn't recognized then like she is today. Well, what happened was my relationship, of course, just blossomed. I realized that the Word was alive. The Word has power, but only the Word that you know. I learned about the authority I have as a child of God. I learned about the promises that God has given us for this life here. And again, my relationship just took off. And there are a couple of points in there. One is that the person's name who became my friend and like a brother to me, he's since passed, and I'm still good friends with his wife, but his name was Wren Morris. And the thing about him is something we can all learn from is I was willing, if you want to put it like that. I was open to what he had to share with me. And he took it upon himself to share that with me. And that's something that all of us can do is share with one another and help build one another up.
So when I listen to your story, it sounds like, if I'm hearing it right, your mother sort of modeled out a path of faith for you, and you find yourself in the church, you hear from the Lord one magical night, and you understand that the creator of the universe knows your name. And then, you know, time goes on and you have that relationship, but it's your friend, a friend. And that's what we hear so often on this program is that there's somebody who's instrumental in a faith burst like you had. And it sounds like your friend really kind of helped point you in this direction. But at the end of the day, you had to dig in to God's word, and it made a big difference in your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're right. My mother is one of the most faithful people I know. And she's not necessarily one to talk about her faith. She will if you ask her, mm-hmm. but she lives out her faith. Mm-hmm. She's one of those. Mm-hmm. So she was probably the most influential person mm-hmm. in my faith walk. Mm-hmm. And next would be my friend Wren. On a side note, my father, mm-hmm. he believed in God, but he wasn't much of a churchgoer. Mm-hmm. But one of my favorite things that he said about my mother is, if she ain't going to heaven, ain't nobody going.
Well, it's interesting because listening to you, there's a lot of similarities because my mother, too, who listens to this show, has also been somebody, just one of the most faithful people that I know. And has been a super role model for me in terms of how to live out your faith.
Right.
Right. I mean, I think St. Augustine said, preach the gospel and when necessary, use words. that would mm-hmm. be my mother. It's her way of preaching the gospel is the way she lives her life.
Right.
And it's a beautiful thing. Allison, there's a special person at the radio station who I've come to know and love named Joyce, who works here. And she has been somebody who, she's always given me books. And it sounds a little bit like the relationship that you had with Wren, was
right.
it?
That's correct.
And honestly, up until about 2 years ago, I had never read a Kenneth Hagin book before. Mm-hmm. But Joyce keeps giving me Kenneth Hagin's. I've now read about 10 of them.
Right.
And that has been very enlightening for me to see how other people love the Lord, I guess is kind of how I would describe as I read the Kenneth Hagin books. I mean, you can see the passion with which he loves the Lord.
Right.
And in some ways has helped, you know, light a fuse for me to even go further in my faith. What other books have been instrumental for you? You mentioned Joyce Meyer. I'm a big fan of Joyce as well.
I'm a big fan of Joyce Meyer.
Yeah, I like to watch. She's on TV and radio and kind of all over now.
Right. No, she absolutely is.
Any others that you?
Well, currently, I'm still friends with Wren's wife. She's a close friend of mine. Her name is Donna. Mm-hmm. And she and I have enjoyed reading John Bevere, mm-hmm. Lisa Bevere,
yes.
Gary Cassie, some of those types mm-hmm. authors. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the people that I like to read, enjoy reading now.
Let me ask you, as we're sort of heading to the first break, but one of the questions I would have is, what difference has knowing the Lord made kind of in your day-to-day life, if there's a way for you to kind of describe the difference between knowing the Lord and not, if you can kind of think of that in your own life?
Well, part of me thinks about the Psalm 27, when David talks about, where would I be if I had not believed?
Mm.
And I think about that because I cannot imagine my life without God. I absolutely cannot imagine it. And on a daily basis, you ask, I try to dwell in the presence of God all day.
Mm.
That too is in a psalm. That's, I don't know what psalm it is, Psalm 25 or 27 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my greatest desire is to dwell in the house of the Lord
yes.
all the day long.
Yes.
And I try to think about that constantly. When I get up, no matter what I'm doing, it's like a little self-check.
Mm.
It's like, am I thinking about God? Am I thanking God? Am I praising God? Am I living in his presence all day? And that's a hard thing to do. But when I can do it, it makes my life a lot easier.
Mm, yes, you can tell when your mind has been renewed and
right.
when it hasn't. Same with me. We're heading to the break here, and I just want to read this last verse of Psalm 16 from the Passion Translation because this is so powerful for me. It says, "For you bring me a continual revelation of resurrection life, the path to the bliss that brings me face to face with you." There's so much there, but the revelation of resurrection life, we could park there and talk about that a long time. But then the idea that you can be face to face with Jesus as I read through God's word, and particularly now, as I've, you know, just finished the Gospel of Luke, and you have story after story of people encountering Jesus mm-hmm. and the difference that that has made in their life. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of our interview with Allison Maupin. Please stay with us.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Hey, welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. And with us on the program today, we have my friend Allison Maupin. Allison is on and just shared her faith journey with us. What a sweet, beautiful journey it has been. And one of the things that I've admired, Allison, really about your entire family, but you and your wonderful husband, Zip, is that you both are constantly digging into God's word and really seeking out and searching for his promises. Mm-hmm. And then taking those promises and living it out and standing on them and walking out those promises. So let's talk about, for some of our listeners, what your favorite promises or a couple of your go-tos. And I might have some more questions about that, too.
Okay.
Your favorites.
Okay. Well, before I get to that, I have to say that you mentioned Zip, and I know he's been on your show. Mm. And he is just an amazing man of God, and I'm so blessed to have him in my life and have him, you know, as the leader of our family, and he's just an amazing. So I appreciate him, and I appreciate you for having him on the show.
Great guy.
I have so many favorites. You and I were talking about this a little bit yesterday. You don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
But one of my favorites is out of Ephesians, and it says that you've been given every spiritual blessing.
Mm.
And we've been given every spiritual blessing here, mm-hmm. and people miss that.
Mm-hmm.
It says that we've been given every spiritual blessing of heaven above or something like that. And that makes people think that it's when we get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need spiritual blessings when we get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
We need them now.
Mm, yeah, amen.
So that's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of my favorites is my children will tell you, and I will tell you, a bracelet that I wear every day mm-hmm. that clanks together, and people tease me about my clanking bracelets. It has Jeremiah 29:11 on it.
Yes, come on.
And, you know, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and give you hope and a future.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have to say about that is that I would repeat that over, and I would thank God for having a good plan for me.
Mm-hmm.
And one day God said to me, Allison, wait. He said, the future is now.
Mm.
You are living in the future.
Mm.
What are you doing today? It's supposed to be about today. We're not waiting until sometime out there when we get to heaven or sometime down the road when something happens. What are you doing today?
Mm.
What are you doing today to prosper in your purpose? What are you doing today to serve and love others?
Mm.
So that's one of my favorite ones as well, because it gives us hope. But as I said, the hope is not necessarily for some future far-off time. The hope is for today.
Mm, I love it.
Those are a couple of my favorites.
Mm, so encouraging. So if I had to pick a couple, like you, so many, I certainly Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ
right.
who strengthens me.
That one's Emily's.
I would say I go to that frequently, particularly when the challenges of the world come at me.
Mm-hmm.
And just to understand that it's not my strength.
Right.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Right.
And I spend a lot of time with that verse, just making sure that, because I don't know if you have experienced this, but, you know, the enemy will come at us and play the fear card.
Right.
And bring fear right in front of you. And if you don't know how to push through the fear, or you don't know your source of strength, you can often be paralyzed by fear. And you and I, I mean, we see it every day. People who have lots and lots of talent, but can't muster up the courage to kind of step out and use their God-given gifts because they're walking with fear, right, and they're listening to the wrong voice.
That's right. Well, in Timothy, there's the verse, I have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I like that because I like to think of it as the power is from the Holy Spirit. The love is from God. And the sound mind is the mind of Christ.
Father,
so if
Son,
you can
Holy
take
Spirit.
Those things and just dwell on that and know that you've been given that spirit of power and love and a sound mind. So that's one of the things that, one of the verses that helps me when I feel that
let me go,
fear and paralysis coming on.
Let me go Old Testament with you. Book of Proverbs, King Solomon. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Goes like this. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And then it goes on to say, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. So I have these twin sons of mine that, you know, are third year at UVA.
All right. Awesome boys.
And they're, thank you. They're, you know, they're trying to figure it out. You know, when you're in college, you know, you kind of, you have the here and now view of things, but then you lift up your eyes and you're like, well, what am I going to do with myself? And then you go back into the here and now of being third year at the University of Virginia, go Wahoos. But as they're starting to kind of set out on their journey, you know, what has the Lord called them to do? And you know, there's a lot of pressure for young people getting jobs today, getting internships, you know, what's my future? What's my path? And the world, you want those answers immediately, particularly in the digital age that we live in, right? It's like, you know, can I just text Google and ask, you know, what am I going to be doing for a living? How am I going to support a family? How am I going to make money? You know, we just have I use it as a learning opportunity because I keep coming back to this verse. Right. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In right. all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your path. So step one, trust the Lord.
Right. Well, and there's also a verse, I'm not sure it's Proverbs or Psalms, and it quite simply says, trust God and do good. So if you want to know what you're supposed to do in this world, trust God, do good.
Let's go, and I can't believe it. This is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're talking with Allison Maupin. And Allison, I can't believe we're heading actually towards the end of the program, but one of the things that you said earlier on in the previous session talked about the authority of the believer.
Right.
And I think of John's Gospel, chapter 1, if I can say this verse right, yet to all who received him, to all who believed in his name, he gave the right to be children of God. And I have taken that, I think it's, I'll ask our listeners to text it in what verse that is. I think it's John 1:12, but I'll have to look it up. He gave the right to be children of God. I've done a little word study on that, and I've looked at the other translations, and oftentimes the word right is interchanged with he gave the authority to be children of God. And there's a certain authority that when you receive Christ that you receive. Can you touch on that a little bit as we head towards the break?
Well, I think that the authority of the believer or the rights, We are, through Christ, joint heirs to the throne. And as joint heirs, we have certain rights. It's just like if you were, and you are, a child of a king, but we're thinking about, you know, a worldly, earthly king, you would have rights as that child. Well, we have rights as a child of God.
Yes.
As a fellow brother with Christ, if you will. And I think one of the things that so many of us miss, and we talked about this a little bit, is just the things that we are promised in this world, in this earth, in our earthly life. We are promised things, but we have to receive them. But in order to receive them, we have to know about them. And many of us don't know about the promises that are already given to us.
Yes.
And it's just like if you had $1 million in a bank account somewhere, if you don't know about it, it does you absolutely no good whatsoever.
Amen.
And the promises of God that we have, you know, we talk about Jesus died. It says in John 10:10 that the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and have life more abundantly. Well, that's abundance in everything. Peace, joy, love and relationships, health, relationship with God. And it appears to me that so few people live in that, actually are able to live that abundance out. And I think if we as Christians could do that more, we would be more of a magnet and a draw to people who are not Christians.
Allison Maupin, listening to you on this program, I think you've got a pretty good future in radio. You sound great, and I appreciate your willingness to share the message. I want to say to you and to your entire family and to all of our listeners, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and bring you peace. Thank you again for joining us on Everyday Faith Radio. Allison, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
We'll see you all next Sunday. Thanks for tuning in to Everyday Faith Radio.
Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need